This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Sean Fitzgerald with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto.
All right, Terry. So the Indians made the trade. Mets get Francisco Lindor. What do you think of the return?
The problem is if you were doing a fantasy league or whatever, it's terrible. There's no way you're going to get equal value, that kind of stuff. You know, baseball is hard to judge because people look at it like it's the other sports with salary caps. So you figure that why can't you keep your player, or why aren't trades seemingly more equitable? The tough thing when the Indians make any of these trades, Sean, you go like, you know, who are these guys they're getting? Most of the time you don't know who they are. I mean, who follows the Mets unless you're in New York and knows these young guys? So I just kind of at the point of the Indians front office is pretty good at making these trades. Hopefully they'll be good again. It's a boring answer, but we've been through so many of these deals that that's kind of where I end up landing most of the time.
And not only Lindor, Carrasco is on the move too. Right. He just came back from fighting leukemia. He had a pretty solid 2020 season and he was a fan favorite.
The thing with Carrasco is, look, the team's got big money problems. Chris Antonetti said as much. He said they had borrowed money. And then he also said that they were cutting payroll well before the pandemic. You know, people get around like the Indians are the only one doing this. If the Indians were like at the bottom of the list of payroll teams, I would feel differently. But you look, there's Baltimore, there's Pittsburgh, there's Tampa Bay, there's Oakland. There's probably one or two other markets. Kansas City's another. They're all kind of spending the same thing or less. You know, baseball system is just skewed in favor of the larger market. Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series. Their top two starting pitchers are gone. Charlie Morton, they had a chance to keep on an option for $15 million. They didn't. And they traded Blake Snell for a bunch of younger guys because he was starting to get expensive. That tells you right there how messed up the situation is. But this is how these teams like Tampa Bay, the ones that are good at it, Tampa Bay, Oakland, and Cleveland, that's how they operate. Meanwhile, if you're an Indian fan, well, you know, what do I do with my Carrasco and Lindor jerseys? You know, I guess you hang them out next to Michael Brantley and some of the others. But it's really hard. Most of the fans, I was surprised that, let's put it this way, I would say half the emails I got were people were resigned to something like this happening.
Now, speaking more on the trade itself, the Indians got back Andreas Giménez, Ahmed Rosario, Isaiah Green, and Josh Wolf.
Giménez can be their starting shortstop for several years. They feel really, really confident about him, especially defensively. And you need somebody to play there. You got a big hole with Lindor. Rosario is a guy that has not played second base, but they think he can. A big issue with him is he strikes out a fair amount, doesn't walk at all. He's kind of been a tease. He's had some good years in the past, but he's like 24, and I think Giménez is 21. They're young guys, and who knows? Then you have two guys who are like 19 years old, Wolf and Green. I mean, that's really a who knows. This is sort of the big Mr. Big Volume approach, you know, 4-for-1. I mean, the Indians got six guys from Mike Clevenger. And why was Carrasco in it? Two reasons. Number one is the Mets think they could sign Lindor, but they were afraid, what if we just make this trade and we don't get anything else? And after a year, Lindor walks and we got nothing, where Carrasco's under contract for the next couple of years. Secondly, the Indians discovered that the market for Carlos Carrasco was not that high. He's 34, and let's face it, he had leukemia in 2019. I mean, he's made a phenomenal comeback, but, you know, if you're looking at it from a cold, hard perspective of how much do I really want to trade for a 34-year-old pitcher who missed most of 2019 with leukemia?
Chris Antonetti said they're done slashing payroll. It looks like they'll be willing to reinvest some of the money. It's not going to be spent on a huge top-of-the-market free agent like George Springer, but certainly you can invest in those lower tiers, second, third, fourth tier free agents.
I mean, they'd like to bring Cesar Hernandez back, you know. And I wrote and I heard they were going to talk to Michael Brantley as a free agent, but I don't know. I think Brantley's going to end up being out of their price range. The payroll is a big issue. But, you know, it's a big issue for Tampa Bay, and it's a big issue for Oakland. And these teams make the playoffs. And the remarkable thing about the Indians is, whether you're talking about Chris Antonetti or his top assistant, Mike Chernoff, these guys have been given opportunities. Chernoff was recently offered a chance to go run the New York Mets. They don't leave. Yeah, and see, remember, these guys are driven to win. Well, the one thing they didn't do, and this was a huge setback for them, 2016, you had a chance to win the World Series, and you didn't. You know, you're up 3-1, and you lose it. That would have been a franchise changer, I think, for the Indians in terms of what it would have done for the fan base and everything else. But in the last 8 years, they've had 8 consecutive winning seasons. They've had 5 teams go to the postseason. So it's not like they're saying, oh, geez, this is a nice, comfortable place in Cleveland. They not only say think we can win there, we've shown we can win. And finally, the other part, and he's battled health problems recently, but Terry Francona kept signing contract extensions to stay here. As, you know, he's one of the top managers going for the same reason. He kept saying that, I know it's harder here, but I'd rather go through it with these people and the way we do business. He thinks he's got a chance. These guys don't like to lose. They don't. It's fun to have a team that's competitive and that gives you something to look forward to at night. And they've been able to supply that the last 8 years. But I'll tell you, this is going to be maybe their biggest challenge, probably since they turned the thing around from 2012, where they lost 90-some games, to 2013, where they began this whole streak of being in contention.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Sean.